As they prepare to meet for another governor's debate today at UMass Dartmouth, Democrat Martha Coakley and Republican Charlie Baker are riding a boost given to them by two political heavyweights. Former President Bill Clinton was in Worcester yesterday lending his support to Coakley, while Baker got a bump from a fundraiser headlined by former governor and two-time presidential candidate Mitt Romney. To talk about what difference these high-profile visits might make in this race, we're joined this morning by our political team, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And thanks for coming in, and same to you, Democrat Dan Payne.
Morning, Bob.
So the Coakley campaign said it made more than $200,000 yesterday when Clinton came. Baker expected to bring in about $500,000. Other than helping to raise money, what do Clinton and Romney bring to this race for Coakley and Baker? Dan, Clinton and Coakley first.
Well, Bill Clinton brings enthusiasm and a feeling of momentum. You know, he is from a time that people look back on and smile, that the country was prosperous, government worked. So that's a favorable recollection people have about him. He did say one thing, which was interesting, which is he appeared to be criticizing Charlie Baker, talking about trickle-down economics. I guess that's his way of trying to bring Baker into the National Republican Party.
All right, let's talk about Romney and Baker, Todd.
Well, Romney helps Baker in three important ways: raising money. That's all he can do. It was a private fundraising event for good reason. Romney can't help Charlie Baker appeal to independents or Democrats. His endorsement can't make him seem more moderate. He can help him raise money from local business executives, members of what we could call the moderate establishment, and they were very successful, raising nearly $600,000. So that keeps Baker's big fundraising advantage over Coakley.
But is there an actual downside to bringing Romney in? He didn't exactly leave the governorship as a very popular guy in Massachusetts. And even though he was a favorite son in 2012, he got walloped by President Obama here in the 2012 contest, 61-38%.
Right. Romney has not been popular since he turned conservative in the second half of his term as governor, which he did to run for president. Baker does not want to be closely associated with Romney or with any national Republican.
Let's talk about Coakley and Clinton for a moment. Why did Coakley bring Clinton to Worcester and not to Boston? Should we read into that Coakley's worried about doing well in Worcester and Central Mass?
I think you're right, Bob. She clearly needed help in Central Mass. Ordinarily, a big name like a former president, Bill Clinton, would go to Boston to try to magnify the coverage that you get. But Boston media will always go wherever Bill Clinton is speaking because you never know what he's going to say. And he's always entertaining. So he may have been late, as he always is, but he's always on point and interesting, and he can whip up a crowd, which is what he did yesterday.
It's interesting that it's the former president and not the current president. Does that mean that even in Massachusetts, like he is across the nation for many Democratic candidates, President Obama is toxic at this moment?
Well, I wouldn't say toxic. I'd say he's more like a bad migraine. Someone did a composite look at 9 different polls and how Obama stood in Massachusetts, and he's 52 favorable and 43 unfavorable. So on balance, he's a plus. But Democratic candidates in other places take pains to show that they really aren't part of Obama's governing coalition.
Yeah, I agree with Dan. Recent polls in Massachusetts show the president's approval ratings are still better than the national average, but quite a bit down from what they were. But just as Democrats in tight races all over the country have been distancing themselves from the president, not wanting him to campaign for them, Coakley, too, apparently did not want the president to come into Massachusetts. And maybe that was also a decision by the Democratic Senatorial Committee that they wouldn't want national news stories to say that only in the most Democratic state could the president campaign without fear of hurting the Democratic candidate.
All right. Baker and Coakley meet for another debate this afternoon at UMass Dartmouth. The three independent candidates not invited to this debate. Are these debates helping voters make up their minds as this campaign winds down with several more debates coming, Dan?
Well, not having independents at the podium clarifies things. It becomes easier for Baker and Coakley to draw contrasts. It becomes a zero-sum game. Now, neither of these candidates is good at debates. Baker can be a condescending windbag with poor body language, and Coakley can be lawyerly and passionless and a bit snippy.
Well, it's true that no one has accused Baker or Coakley of being charismatic, but I think these debates have been to Baker's advantage. Before, he was behind in the polls. Now, he's tied in all these polls. So I think he's made a little progress. I think people have responded to his issues of that we need balance in this one-party state, and that we need reform and streamlining of state government, whereas Coakley still comes across as the attorney general, as an insider. So she needs to sound more populist, which is maybe something that she picked up from Bill Clinton in their joint appearance.
As we go into the final two-plus weeks of this campaign, Dan, advantage who, Coakley or Baker?
Well, Baker has a huge financial advantage, 5-1 over Coakley in cash on hand, and that'll make a difference in terms of his presence on TV. However, there's going to be so much advertising clutter on Boston TV. You're not going to be able to watch a local news show without seeing a half a dozen commercials, some of them from New Hampshire and Connecticut. It'll be harder for him to break through, but he's got more money, and so that's an advantage.
I agree that Baker, with the big money advantage, will win the air wars, but Coakley, with the Democratic field operation, the get-out-the-vote operation, has the better ground game.
Okay, our political team in this morning, thank you very much. Republican Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Same to you, Democrat Dan Payne.
Always glad to help.
To read more commentary from our political team and to see all our coverage of the election, go to the Poll Vault section of our website, wbur.org.